If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can find me on Instagram at AndyGoldstein05. Don't find me anywhere else, that's just weird. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. alongside Darren Benn. So basically today and tomorrow. Anyway, we begin with the news that Sadio Mane has completed a £35 million move from Liverpool to Bayern Munich on a 3-year contract. So you could say he was sad, no. Trevor Sinclair believes he'll leave Merseyside as a legend.
It's done. Bayern Munich have signed Sadio Mane. He is in there. It's a 3-year contract. The deal is done and Mane is now a Bayern Munich player.
You look at what Klopp's brought in and he's obviously trying to anticipate his loss and what he's losing in Sadio Mane with quality players. Nunes going in there. You've got Jota. You know, they've signed good players to take that place. But when you look at what Mane's achieved, 120 goals in the amount of games, won everything while he's been at the football club. You ask any Liverpool fan, he's probably one of their favourite players. I'd say in 90% of the Liverpool fans, he's a great player. I think he was a fantastic servant for the club. It's a shame he didn't feel valued. I think these are the words that he used. He didn't feel as valued as he should have been at Liverpool Football Club. But when you talk about his performances and what he brought to the football club, he'll always be remembered as a fantastic footballer and probably a legend of the club.
It's back out to the right edge of the area. What a goal by Sadio Mane on the volley.
He's got a year left. I think it's more Sadio Mane wanting a new challenge. But I think the emergence of Diaz, I think it's helped soften the blow. Because since he's came in, he's been incredible. Changing games in the Champions League, gets in on the front foot. His numbers yet might not be as high as Mane, but Mane's been playing more minutes. But I think if they didn't have any plan B, I think Liverpool fans would be like, why are we letting him go? Of course, Liverpool fans don't want him to leave, but it will soften the blow, the emergence of Diaz.
Now, Inter Milan have agreed a deal to sign striker Romelu Lukaku on a season-long loan from Chelsea. We'll get the take from Ali McCoist and former Blues defender Scott Minto in a sec. But first up, here's Moni Moni Simon Jordan, who thinks the deal is decent business for his employers.
He's on a 5-year contract with Chelsea. They're not selling him, and he's running. That contract is costing them £19 million a year in depreciation because they bought him for £95 million. He depreciates at £19 million a year. So now they put him out on loan. They've received £7 million back, and he's still on their balance sheet. So from a financial transaction point of view, and they've got their wages off, so they've probably got Inter to pick up all the wages as well, or they certainly should have done if they're going to let him go out on loan for a very small loan fee like £7 million. So all things being equal, Chelsea have given themselves pause to thought, pause to breathe about what he will and won't do.
I'm slightly disappointed in Tuchel that he hasn't kind of got the best out of him, maybe adapted the team style slightly, but I'm more disappointed in Lukaku himself. You know, that amount of money, the time he had at Inter Milan, it hadn't quite worked for him at United. You think he had a point to prove?
I wanted to come here to be successful. That's why I signed a 5-year deal, you know, because I think all the players that come here, they're winning. And, you know, I have a special passion for this club.
Playing for allegedly his team that he grew up watching, it was all perfect ingredients for him to do well. And Laura, I heard you say a little bit earlier about Didier Drogba and first season, I think first two seasons that he had, he wasn't prolific. I would have loved them to have found the way, but you get the feeling that Thomas Tuchel said, I'm not having any of this and let's get him out as much as possible.
The fact that he's kind of given up, I know he did the interview, didn't help. he's got to the end of the season. There's this clamour to really get back to Inter Milan rather than going, you know what? Because he could have done another interview. We know he's good at giving them interviews out. And said, no, I don't care what happens. I'm staying.
You know, they did a lot of efforts to bring me back here and I wanted to come back here. You know, I was on a mission since I left.
I think the interview's done him in, really. Would you be honest with you? I was hoping he would have stayed, maybe fought for his place and won the fans over and won Thomas Tuchel over with performances and goals. But I think it is now in the best interests of all parties that he gets a deal done and he's away sooner rather than later.
Now, our South American football expert, the wonderful Tim Vickery, joined Wyatt and Jordan in the studio, would you believe, to cast his beady eye over an array of topics. Among those was Leeds talisman, no one uses that word, Rafinha, and his uncertain future at the club.
25 yards out, he takes his shirt off to celebrate. It's another goal for the new boy, Rafinha, and Leeds are 3-0 in front.
Do Arsenal want both Rafinha and Gabriel Jesus? Does that mean that Gabriel Jesus is a number nine for them, a centre forward for them? Because if not, Gabriel Jesus really likes wide right, yeah, which is Rafinha's position. In Rafinha's shoes, if it's not Barcelona, there must be a temptation just to stay put because of the World Cup. Mm. Normally, go.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's not rock the boat.
And speaking of Rafinha, well, sort of, here's Breakfast Show host, double award winner, the wonderful Laura Woods, on the three signings who'd be perfect for her team, Arsenal.
That would be exceptional. Rafinha, Jesus, Tielemans. If you got all three, amazing, incredible. I think Jesus is the number one target now, isn't he? I would love all three of them. I would love one of them. I think they definitely need a striker. I think they desperately need a striker. With all of that talent as well and all the creative players around them. I mean, Tielemans is such an exceptional player. Like, imagine if, as an Arsenal fan, I would love Tielemans to come to Arsenal. I think he's one of Leicester's best players. So that would be a big blow for Leicester. Jesus, I think he's looking for first team football. It'd be incredible if he came to us. I've seen people suggesting maybe he wouldn't be able to cope with playing week in, week out. I think he'd be absolutely fine. And Rafinha as well has just been so solid for Leeds when he's fit and ready and stuff. So yeah, if they could get those three signings over the line, they would be doing so well.
Now, live on TalkSport 2, England cruised to victory against the Netherlands. They don't play cricket, you idiot, it's football. No, they do. In the third and final ODA in the series, as they chased down 244 runs with Jason Roy scoring a century. Yeah, but they don't play cricket, they play football. Yeah, hence that ridiculous defeat. And if you don't believe me, here's the winning moment. What, a football? I'll just play the tape.
There goes Josh Butler, flick, nonchalant, bottom hand, and he's flicked the ball into the Amsterdam bus to end the series, much as it started, with another lost ball. He's flicked it out of the ground. Josh Butler, in emphatic fashion, moves on to 86 not out. Jason Roy, 101 not out.
Well, Jason, we speak again. A century for you, and exactly how you wanted to end the series.
Yeah, nice to end the series, mate, on a high like that, and a convincing win again. And nice to see some of the bowlers come in and hit their straps like they did. Payne on his first game to get his wicket finally, which was good for him. So yeah, buzzing.
Jimmy Anderson's been ruled out of the third and final test with New Zealand because of an ankle problem. Surrey's Jamie Overton comes in for him with no other changes to the squad.
And finally, Jamie Overton will make his debut for England in the Test match. He is. Do you think he's gonna be up for it?
I think he'll be up for it and some, mate. He's a class player, good fella, and I'm sure he's fitted into that side beautifully. But made up for him, cannot wait to see what he's got on the international circuit.
He's had a wonderful county season up till now. Bowl very quickly, can bowl excess of 90 miles an hour. Genuine. He's not like some of these guys where get a TV game and the radar says that they're up at 90. He genuinely bowls at 90 miles an hour. He's done some brilliant work with Azam Mahmood. Just to sort out a bit of alignment. Let's not forget he bats as well. Wow, wherever he bats, he'll get you some runs. Don't worry about that. He's a future genuine all-rounder. He's an all-rounder now for Surrey in domestic cricket, but for England, he's a genuine future all-rounder. And he'll catch your pigeons at slip. You know, he's the complete cricketer. England just needs to manage him. Keep him in that good place that he finds himself at the minute. But they've got an absolute rocket on their hands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to boxing, and here's Haters reporter Declan Taylor, looking ahead to the Rage on the Red Sea.
The what?
It's called the Rage on the Red Sea.
Yeah, but isn't it in Jeddah?
Yeah.
But why didn't they call it Return in the Jeddah?
I don't know. Anyway, that of course is about Anthony Joshua's rematch with Alexander Usyk.
Yours is much better.
I know. Taylor warned AJ that the Ukrainian is a unique and dangerous opponent.
Rage on the Red Sea, you say? Doesn't make sense.
I know.
The problem with Usyk is he's a southpaw who moves like he does, but at such a big weight, at a heavy weight. You don't really see that. So the fact is, Joshua would have never, ever in his life encountered anything like that. You can't get sparring to prepare you for Usyk properly. You know, he was sparring people like Wadi Camacho and other southpaws. None of them anything like Usyk. Mm. So the moment he steps in the centre of the ring at Wembley, that's the first time he's ever tasted anything like that. Whereas Usyk, he's been sparring and punching, fighting big men his whole life. Joshua cannot prepare for that. So I feel like he was caught by surprise. I mean, not surprised, but it's just a new thing. How can he handle that? He'll be better now having boxed him for 12 rounds, 100%. But at the same time, I feel like Usyk will be better for having boxed a big heavyweight like Joshua over 12 rounds, beating him at Wembley, winning the belts.
Unanimous decision. And new
we saw on his run to becoming the cruiserweight undisputed champion, the different styles that he has in the locker in order to win, especially on the road as well. He went into people's backyards, as it's well documented now, and he beat them boxing, he beat them up, he did everything. So there's nothing that Alexander Usyk hasn't shown us through his repertoire at cruiserweight that he can't do. From Anthony Joshua's point of view, and I don't want this to sound bad because we're talking about an Olympic gold medalist. Whatever happens after August the 20th, for Anthony Joshua, is a commercial colossus. There's still big fights out there for him. If someone like a Deontay Wilder wants to come back, I would love to see that fight. He can still do a fight with Dillian White and various others. But if we're eating at the top table, if this rhetoric of road to undisputed is going to continue, he has to win on August the 20th, and the comeback king narrative has to continue for him.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside DB Sneaker Freak, Darren Benn. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.